from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Look, I got excited when I saw the Brandon Ayuk video, and I got excited when Marcus Golden was signed today, because I thought that it meant the Steelers were trading for Brandon Ayuk. And here's Chris Mueller over here off the air telling me, well, you don't know how the dead money works with Alex Highsmith. They restructured the deal, which means if they traded him for Ayuk, they still have a big cap hit for this year and in the future. Well, what am I supposed to do? Let the facts prevent me from making a good argument?
Why start now?
They need another wide receiver, especially with Roman Wilson out. And okay. Schefter went out with McAfee today and said again, they're not close to a deal in San Francisco. Still not happening. There just has to be more than what the status quo is for that group of players.
Do you think it's going to be a huge... I agree that there has to be something more. Do you think it's going to be a huge name?
No, I don't. So now what I'm doing is I'm trying to take the same attitude that I had for the Pirates trade deadline.
And apply
and I'm thinking
it to this.
If I start to get in my feelings and down in the dumps about this, then Omar Khan will channel his inner Ben Cherington and do something great before the season starts.
In terms
so
of
like
baseball,
24 hours before the season starts, he'll make a trade that makes me excited about their room.
Brandon Ayuk is to who on the baseball trade deadline that was available? Jazz Chisholm?
How about Isaiah Kiner-Falefa? Actually, no, because Ayuk, we've known about Ayuk for a while, and he was a second-team All-Pro last year, so that's probably not a good one. I don't know if there is a good, if there is an analog, Chris. Because the big fish, the big bats at the deadline pretty much stayed put. So it would be a bigger splash than anything the Pirates did if Khan were able to pull that off.
I don't think he is even inquiring about it, really.
He just gave up. He just said, you know what?
Well, wait, what did your guy Colin Cowherd have on this? He's even doing the farming. He's got that rake and plow. And
no, he went the opposite of Schefter. He said new deal coming.
Yeah, that's right. Hashtag new deal SF.
Yeah, I think I'm going to trust Schefter on this one. Because Cowherd also said today that Joe Milton is going to be the Patriots starting quarterback.
Mm. Well, you did say Kenny Pickett was going to win, what, at least one MVP? And be the new Montana to Rice with Pickens? So
I don't know if I put an. I don't know if I put a number. I didn't want to put a limit on Pickett's greatness.
All gas, no
so
breaks.
So to say only
Kenny.
One MVP, that just doesn't sound or seem like something that I would have
no,
said about
No, you're
him.
Right. That's a little bit measured. They do need to add somebody to that mix, but I just strongly believe that if and when they do it, it's going to be like a more mid-tier player. That's the best I think they're going to do here. I just cannot envision finally a Brandon Ayuk trade happening and them, the Steelers, being the team that actually executes it.
Well, wait a minute. To the last point, who are the teams that you think would be more...
Could Washington want to do it for Daniels?
Yes.
Okay, that's one.
I think Ayuk wants to play with Daniels, and I think Daniels wants to play with Ayuk just like they did at Arizona State, and I think the people that run the Commanders would hope to facilitate that because they don't want to be in the wilderness at quarterback for, well, when was the last time they weren't? Because even when they were winning Super Bowls, I would say Theismann was the last one. Oh, yeah. Well, he was a Super
RG3 for one brief fleeting year.
I think Theismann's the last one. I think it's been before we were born. I think when Lawrence Taylor snapped the guy's leg in half, that's the last time they were set at quarterback. Think about that. Because everyone else has been a Band-Aid, really.
Well, RG3 was.
Doug Williams?
Until he got hurt.
Yeah, but it was 1 year.
He was phenomenal and probably was going to keep being
phenomenal.
Well,
yeah, so it was settled for
yeah, but
4 months of football.
Functionally, it was a Band-Aid. I mean, who could forget the Jason Campbell era? Who else did they trot out there?
Patrick Ramsey.
Ramsey was the one I couldn't think of.
They had Mark Brunell for a few years.
Oh.
That was Twilight.
They went to the playoffs with Brunell.
I mean,
Seattle.
You could argue the most successful quarterback they've had since Theismann or since Rippon won the Super Bowl is, what, Taylor Heinicke? Played Brady tough in the playoffs.
Kirk Cousins
best one. You like that. Yeah, that's right. I forgot about him. I only think of him as a Viking.
They didn't win with him. They didn't win a playoff game. He was a slightly above average quarterback in the NFL. So they obviously want to make sure when you pick second and you take a quarterback that it, you know, solves the problem for a decade and a half, get him another weapon. So they're probably, you know what, they probably are more motivated than the Steelers are to get Ayuk.
They definitely are. And it sounds like he would be more motivated to go there.
I mean, there are teams that I think have, maybe not, they don't have as big a holes as the Steelers, but have similar sized holes, and you don't hear their names get brought up in this derby at all.
Which goes back to one of my theories on all of this, which is that because the Steelers have such a big reach across the United States, but really North America, any time that they could even conceivably be mentioned as one of the teams as a front runner for a guy like this, they're going to get mentioned as a front runner.
Don't
the Patriots still need a big time wide receiver?
They need everything. They're one of the worst teams in the NFL.
The Chargers, the Patriots, the Commanders all could easily and probably accurately say that they have a greater need than even the Steelers do. You've got to have somebody to catch those passes from Joe Milton.
But would you agree that Golden would have made Highsmith expendable even more so? Because I thought he was good last year.
Yeah, I think so.
I think re-signing him.
He was the free agent somewhere else that broke the Melvin Ingram string and James Harrison of a guy being
unhappy. Yeah, I thought
He was good.
I'm frankly shocked that another team didn't want him until now.
Although that always makes you wonder, does it not?
It does, but you know who they hit on last year in the same situation, got him really late, and before he got injured, I thought he had helped their cause defensively, was Alexander from the Jets. Was a very, very late summer
good
signing
athlete.
And
yeah,
was
good athlete.
Solid. I mean, he was not a bad player.
I don't know, man. I just have a very hard time imagining them dealing Highsmith now that they restructured it. I mean, I was out in front of that saying, deal him straight up for McLaurin. Problem solved. Position of strength for position of weakness. And fix it all like that. TJ Watt's still the most important guy, the guy who matters. Boom, done.
The other thing, and I mentioned before we went to break, that this could be a big night for Steelers wide receiver trade rumors is because Houston plays and they've got too many. They're like the Pirates with starting pitchers. They're the opposite of way too many wide receivers.
Collins, Diggs, Dell, and then you get down to Mechie.
Noah Brown, Mechie.
I would take a run on Mechie. You know what? I saw somebody post about Mechie that people would love here. Houston ran a play against the Steelers last year where Mechie was involved blocking, and he just flattened one of the Steelers linebackers, I think it was, on the play. It was Cole Holcomb. Just pancaked him. If he's blocking that hard, people love him here. He's like 185 pounds.
Well, they'd love him here, too, because they don't want to watch Van Jefferson run routes for 3 hours
you.
A day.
I mean, I heard Van Jefferson caught a beautiful pass from Russell Wilson today.
Well, that's because the throw was described as a dime. He had to catch it. When it's a dime.
Mm-hmm.
NFL wide receivers have to always catch dimes. And that
drop a dime, you're in problem. Oh, it's a problem unless it's basketball.
That would be like a Dante Moncrief situation.
Sammy Coates.
The writers there were praising Wilson for the throw. They gave no consideration.
Jefferson
to the
just
catch.
Happened to be the man on the other end of it.
Yeah. Like you it would have, like, the ball would have been, like, glued or Velcroed to your chest or hands. Like, it was that good of a throw by Russell Wilson, according to the
scribes there today. A lot of those from Pickett.
Well, this time of year?
This time of year.
Damn straight we did.
Late July, August. Mr. Early August.
Another August standout. Like Pickett, James Washington.
I was going to say, if Pickett could have thrown to James Washington, would it have ripped a hole in space and time?
In August?
Yeah. They cause a black hole to form, sucking into the entire Earth.
Pompeiani calling those games would have felt like...
He was calling Montana to rice.
Right.
The preseason version of it. I don't know. I mean, where do you think this ends? Do you think it ends with them getting a guy from Houston? Like, how...
I just think that there are a lot. If I was running the Texans and I knew that I was going to have to cut a good receiver or try to sneak one through to the practice squad,
I just try to trade the guy.
The first team
instead.
I'm calling is the Steelers because I know how weak they are at the position. Or at the op, I'm being proactive of Omar Khan and I'm like, well, they're going to cut this guy, but I like this guy more. So, you know, they can afford to trade their fourth receiver because they think their sixth receiver is still good enough to make their team. So you don't even, what I'm saying is I don't even think you'd have to take their worst guy back.
You could take.
Because I think they could live with their worst guy.
You could take wide receiver four potentially.
Yeah, because they think their five is good enough to be four and their six is good enough to be five. Exactly.
You're not getting one of their three, obviously.
No, you're not, but.
Mechie, I think, would be the guy I'd want because Mechie has
the
some
upside.
Pedigree. Yeah, some upside, some pedigree. That'd be the guy I'd be targeting. That's a realistic thing that they could try to do. It is. I just don't feel like Ayuk is realistic. I feel like the Ayuk thing has been a
spring
and summer distraction.
But when you see that video, Chris, it just makes you think that something is going on there. I know you watched it. You see he has not been that friendly with John Lynch. They've been on terrible terms. So why would you either go up to the guy and thank him for a new contract or you go up to the guy and say, hey, I'm getting the hell out of here. Thanks for getting me to a team that's going to pay me. That's what that looked like. What did you see there? Just a, hey, I'm out on the practice field. Good to see you. He went out of his way to go find Lynch.
Well, that was after Lynch had briefly sent him home. So it was an all good. It was a peacemaking.
What did he send him home for? To just
chill out?
To chill out and not.
He has no leverage. They sent him home to prove, like, you're not Trent Williams. We're not going to deal with you the way we're pretty clearly dealing with Trent Williams here. You're reading too much into it. You're turning it into Shakegate, and it's not. You want it to be true badly.
Yes, very badly.
For a guy that is a little bit overrated and would be a little bit overpaid.
That's your opinion.
And my opinions are right.
Will you watch tonight for the experimental kickoff rule making its debut?
I actually will watch that part.
Don, does that tickle your fancy?
I do want to see how that's executed because we've just heard about it. I know it's been in, the XFL? Is that where they did it? It was one of those spring leagues.
Yeah,
because
is the other one still around?
Well, I think now it's the UFL. They formed.
Okay.
It was the XFL and the USFL.
So they came from the XFL and then then it became the UFL with the USFL?
Yeah, that's why we lost our guys here. The Maulers.
The Maulers are gone.
They had a big merger. Maulers got left out.
Over the chicken salad pizza
situation.
They got
left on the cutting room floor.
And the Maulers were just coming into their own as a
force. They went to the championship game.
They were just coming into their own. That team was starting to blossom beautifully.
I felt like they had galvanized, didn't you?
Oh, the galvanization was incredible. It was off the charts. You've never seen a team galvanize quite like those Maulers did.
Honestly, the reports I heard was that the camaraderie was through the roof.
Oh, my God. Too much camaraderie, almost. There's such a thing as being too close-knit. That's what the Maulers were.
And to just have that whole thing blown up.
I know. It's going to be one of those.
That was a shame.
The dream deferred. A dynasty squash.
That's going to be one of the great what-ifs in Pittsburgh sports. What if they'd kept the Maulers around?
But yeah, I am interested in seeing how that plays out. I mean, that's what's always good about those spring leagues, by the way. They have like some of those quirky little ideas. The NFL just poaches them right away.
Well, here's Tomlin today on the new kickoff rules.
I mean, let's be honest. That's our first time actually looking at it. And so, man, we'll dissect this tape. We'll teach and learn. We'll make some adjustments in terms of our teaching and coaching and points of emphasis, and we'll get ready for the next opportunity. And it's reasonable to expect us as players and coaches, to be a lot better the next time we roll out because of what we saw and experienced today. I'm not worried about what's going on behind the scenes in New York in regards to it. I'm simply focused on the information that we have right now and teaching that to our guys and our preparedness in those areas. There's a variety of kick options, obviously, in the landing zone, and our kickers have been working hard all off season to have some variations in some of the things that they do, and that's just probably reflected in the question that you asked.
There's no doubt that Tomlin thinks, and the Steelers in general think, that this has a huge, potentially a huge impact on games this year.
Because they wouldn't have signed Cordero Patterson without that feeling.
Exactly. And think about the stuff that they've done here in camp the last couple of days, where they went live and did kickoff return drills for the first time in pads, and they had Jaylen Warren back there. And I've heard that they've also, not in like drills where there's hitting or anything, but they've had Pickens do it too. And the Dolphins are saying they're going to use Tyreek Hill like as a secret weapon in those situations. Because the reward is just too great. The starting point, the kickoff coverage team and the return team, they're so close to each other. It's like, what is it, 10, 50? What's the difference?
I thought it was 5 yards apart.
What's the separation here, Donnie? Look it up.
I thought it's 5 yards apart.
5 yards?
There's no running start, so the receiving team has an inherent advantage.
And the only guy back is the kicker, so if a guy like Tyreek Hill finds a little crease,
goodbye.
He's probably gone. So if you think about it, like the idea of putting your best athletes back there, which is why Jaylen Warren got in trouble for talking about the Justin Fields thing, even using Fields is not that far-fetched of an idea. If you're comfortable with the guy escaping the pocket and trying to run in an NFL game as a quarterback when you have the ball, why wouldn't you in this situation when it's not like these big special teams players are going to get a running start on the guy? It's a 5-yard difference. I mean, until this gets figured out, absolutely I think the Steelers could take a kickback and win a game because of it.
I was
going
to say, I would bet a lot of money that a team is going to win a game and therefore a team will lose a game because of how they handle this. It's going to decide at least a game or two, probably more, which is the whole point. Safer, more exciting, almost makes me want to watch the Hall of Fame game tonight.
One of our listeners wants to know what we would give up for Mechie.
What round did they pick him in?
I think third.
Third or fourth? Now, did they pick him, and then he very soon after was stricken, I think with leukemia, beat it, obviously, so he's a very inspirational story. Didn't he have an injury history where otherwise he would have gone higher? I remember him being somebody that was talked about as a first or second round
talent. So he actually went
talent.
The second round, not the third round, my bad.
Okay, so he's like a borderline first round talent. I don't know, would you give up a fifth?
That seems low.
Fourth?
So let me just see
It's impossible for me to come up with the right valuation for him in a trade, and I would always start lower, and if I had to go higher, go higher. Because what has he done in the NFL? Minimal. One, he had to
beat cancer. He tore his ACL in the SEC championship game. I remember that. And then went into the draft. So
and I
was
think that's
not
why
only
he
cancer,
wasn't
but it was also a knee. Absolutely.
That was
that's
why he
wasn't
a first-round
pick. Yes, that's exactly right.
And then he had cancer when after he had gotten drafted. They found out he had cancer. He beat that.
Yep.
I'd probably give a fourth and think I might be stealing a guy because the athletic ability there is pretty considerable.
He only has 16 catches for 158. That's 16 catches for 158 yards last year. But here's the thing, just from people I've talked to there, they thought that they were drafting a big playmaker. They've not seen that guy yet. So, I mean, we understand because he's coming back from leukemia. It's not like James Conner, after he came back from cancer, looked like the guy that was running people over like a dump truck at Pitt. And was the ACC player of the year. Like, it took some time. But, my goodness, compare him to what they have on the roster right now, especially with Roman Wilson hurt.
There's a better Taylor.
There's a better chance Mechie's a standout player than Calvin Austin.
Correct.
So, and they've got three starters. They've got Dell, Collins, and Diggs. So, how often is Houston going to be in a four wide receiver look? How many snaps a game is he really going to play there? But again, the issue comes back to, they're a team that thinks they can win the Super Bowl. You're just going to throw them. Is just throwing them a middle round pick for a guy like that enough? He's only 24 years old, too.
Maybe. They were willing to deal with you with Kendrick Green.
If they wanted Nick Herbig for him straight up, would you do it?
I'd think hard about it.
Donnie, would you?
I'd think, for Mechie?
Yes.
Think very hard about that one.
No, I would hold on to Herbig, actually.
So who's another good player for player swap with them, like young guy for young guy, that you would do?
Man.
I mean, obviously you'd do Darnell Washington in a second, yes. Right? I mean, that's a no-brainer.
Yeah, I mean, you need the receiver help. Right, I know people will love the
Corey Trice. Tight end.
I actually had Trice pop into my head. You would have to throw a pick in there.
They need a second corner.
But, I mean, it's...
That's a bigger risk for them than for us, is. I think.
I mean, they'd probably ask for another
pick. To Donnie's point, you'd have to throw a sweetener in there. Would you do that? If they said, we'll take a fourth and Trice for Mechie, would you do that?
Fifth and Trice, maybe? The sweetener can't be as good as the original pick
I don't think it would be as high of a pick as we think. I bet it would be like a mid to late day three.
So how about a sixth and Trice?
Yeah.
You do that?
Yes.
Yeah, I think I would too.
I would do that.
Because that solves... It doesn't solve your problem, though. Doesn't solve your problem, but it gets you closer to it, I think.
It also buys you time. And if he ends up being good and then Roman Wilson's what you think Roman Wilson's going to be, guess what? You've got your three receivers.
Let me pull up what one of these insiders in Houston said to me about Mechie, because now I'm more interested in this again. He said...
He's become the new Brandon Ayuk for you.
No. Let's see what he said about him. Have not seen him at full speed in a game yet. He's had some moments in camp, but it's generally been with the twos. This might be closer to a rookie year than anything for him. I think they'd be open to dealing him, but they probably love that he's on a rookie deal. He said they'd prefer to trade a guy like Robert Woods for a seventh. I would not do that.
No. Robert Woods is, as you put it, Allen Robinson 2.0.
Mechie, he did play last year, but he told people he was still reacclimating after all the bad injury and health luck he had. So that makes sense to me.
I mean, I just think that's a sensible evaluation of him. Fresh start. He's not going to be the man there. He'd have a chance to actually be one of the big two here in a passing game. I'm sure it's more appealing to play with Stroud, but is it more appealing to play as Stroud's like fifth option maybe, or the Steelers maybe second sometimes passing
game? That's what I mean.
I would rather have the opportunity if I were Mechie. It's all about making money on your next contract. This place would give you the touches.
It's not a given that Noah Brown doesn't beat him out for the fourth wide receiver spot in Houston. He had 567 yards last year, Chris, and 33 catches.
Yeah, I would do
that. And the year before that, he had over 500 yards.
I would be about this.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.